my name is Teresa Hosteller, and I am a quality improvement advisor for QSource, the quality improvement organization for the state of Indiana. During this uncertain time in our nation, my team and I would like to take the opportunity to reach out to our long-term care facilities to remind you that you are not alone. We are here to assist you in navigating through this rapidly changing directives and guidelines that are coming your way. With all the changes and new information coming out to you on a daily basis, we realize it is and can become very overwhelming and confusing. We have been working with the State Department of Health and the Long-Term Care Trade Association to ensure that we are providing the most up-to-date and accurate information to our participating nursing homes. During this podcast, we will review the voluntary resident leave of absence for nursing homes and residential care facilities that has recently been implemented during this COVID-19 crisis. Long-term care facilities, as we know, are at high risk for severe COVID-19 outbreaks due to their congregate nature and vulnerable population who reside there. Visitors, family members, and facility staff are the most likely sources of introduction of the virus to our elderly population in this setting. We need to do all that we can to protect this population. The Indiana Department of Health is urging all long-term care facilities to immediately take the following aggressive actions to assist in reducing the risk of exposure and/or infection to our nursing home residents. Please note that should you have a resident with a known or suspected COVID-19, you should take more aggressive actions than the following. The guidance that the state set forth as it pertains to the voluntary leave of absence is as follows. 1. All nursing homes and residential care facility providers should strongly discourage voluntary resident leave of absence. Such leaves create an increased risk of exposure to our residents who leave the facility as well as the other residents and staff members within the facility upon the resident's return. 2. If the resident, family, or the legal guardian insist on the voluntary leave of absence and the provider has a reasonable basis for concluding the resident will pose a COVID-19 exposure risk, if allowed back in the facility, the provider may discharge the resident. If the nursing home or residential care provider permits a voluntary leave of absence to be taken and does not discourage the resident, as we discussed, the provider must permit the resident return to the facility when the voluntary leave of absence is done, and must implement the appropriate isolation and containment protocols. 4. Voluntary leave of absences do not include nursing home absences caused by hospital stays or therapeutic leaves. And 5. In addition, the medical director may write a facility-wide no leave of absence policy or standing order due to public safety. If the resident of the nursing home chooses to go voluntary leave of absence without regard to the policy or standing order issued by the medical director, the resident would be doing so against medical advice and would be discharged from the facility. We know that these measures are difficult and deprive the family of valuable time with their loved ones, but exercising caution with the limiting of potential exposure will assist in ensuring that our long-term care residents remain safe during this time. The facilities and families are encouraged to work out alternative ways to spend time together, utilizing social media platforms such as video chatting, using Skype and or FaceTime. On behalf of QSource, we would like to say thank you all for keeping our residents safe and healthy. We look forward to working with your facility and assisting you to successfully navigate through these very uncertain and stressful times. If you have questions or would like additional information, please don't hesitate to reach out to us at techassist@qsource.org or visit our website at qsource.org/coronavirus.